Are we listening? That's the question. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G, making every day more meaningful. And for the next few weeks, our theme, our series is going to be around the upcoming high holy days, upcoming festivals. We're in a very special time at the moment. We're in the month of Elul, which is known as the month of preparation in the Jewish calendar for the new year, which begins with Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And Sukkot. We are taught that this is a time of great closeness, of great connection between us and God. It's a time that we strive to become a little bit better. It's a time that He brings us closer and gives us tremendous blessing. These are very special days, and this year perhaps even more, where after a year of heartbreak that we've had, we need to upgrade and really experience this time in a much more deeper and meaningful way. So for this week, I want to focus on a ritual, a mitzvah, actually, that we do on Rosh Hashanah on both days, and that is the blowing of the shofar. We blow the shofar. The shofar represents a cry of a child. It represents exposing and revealing our relationship, our deep relationship of unconditional love with God, the unconditional love that He has for us, even if we've failed. Unconditional love that we have for Him, even if we've been distant. And it's like a child coming home. It's that cry from the depths of the heart that we cry out to Hashem on Rosh Hashanah using the shofar. It's how we crown Him as a king once again. It's how we restore and reconnect and rebuild and re-strengthen the relationship that we have with Him. And that's the mitzvah of blowing the shofar. But here's an interesting thing. If you hopefully manage to get to the shul on Rosh Hashanah, or at least you hear the shofar, there's a blessing that we make before the shofar is blown. And we say, we bless Hashem, we bless God for giving us the opportunity to do the mitzvah, lishmoa kol shofar, to listen to the voice of the shofar. Note the language. It doesn't say litkoa, to blow the shofar. It says to listen to the voice of the shofar. Why? Isn't the mitzvah to blow the shofar? Okay, of course, not all of us know how to blow it, so we can listen to the sounds. But isn't that the main thing? The sounds, the music, the crying that is produced by the blower of the shofar. So surely he should make the blessing litkoa, to blow the shofar. And yet the mitzvah is to listen to the shofar. So there's a fascinating midrash. The midrash says, explaining a verse that we recite on Rosh Hashanah just after we blow the shofar. And we say, Ashrei ha'am yode'ei trua. Happy is the nation, said King David, that know the sounds of the shofar. They know, they really know. And the Midrash says, what does that mean? What? First of all, they're not that complicated or sophisticated in terms of musical production. Just simple sounds. What do you mean? Happy is the nation that know the shofar. It says the Midrash, you know, the reason why we say happy is the nation that blow the shofar is because many nations, many people blow. They blow trumpets, they blow bagpipes, and they blow all sorts of different things. But yet there's something that's unique, says the Midrash, about shofar. It is only with shofar that makes God, so to speak, sit on the throne of mercy and bless us all with a good and sweet year. Why? Why the shofar? And the depth of the Midrash can be explained in the following way. Happy are the people that know the sounds of the shofar, because the mitzvah is not to blow. Most of the time, when you play a musical instrument, the person playing it has one goal: to produce beautiful sounds, to create music. In fact, you'll notice many musicians, because they don't want to hurt their ears constantly, they actually sit there with earplugs, and they blow that, and they produce the music that way. Everyone hears the music, but everyone is passive, and everyone just enjoys it because it's just a beautiful sound. When it comes to the shofar, it's a whole different story. Of course, we have to blow the shofar, but the goal is not the blowing. The goal is listening, and not just passive listening, but active listening with effort, with intention, with focus. The mitzvah is lishma. The mitzvah is to tune into the message, to internalize the experience. To listen, not to be passive, but to actively listen, to connect to it, to experience it. That is the power of the shofar. In fact, the sounds don't have to be that sophisticated. The Talmud tells us, yes, there are laws exactly how the sounds have to be blown. But whatever you get out is okay. Whatever you produce, kol hakolot, all the sounds are kosher. All the sounds are kosher. All the sounds are okay as long as you just do the right sounds. But it doesn't have to be beautiful or sweet or high melody or whatever. It's just got to be the sounds, the basic sounds. Because at the end of the day, the mitzvah is not the blowing. The mitzvah is listening. The art of listening. The art of coming to these days and not let them fly by as if we didn't notice them. But to tap in, not just the shofar, but the whole experience of the next 2 months. Have such amazing messages, such opportunities, such amazing concepts and powers behind them. And we just need to listen. The music is playing for the next 2 months. This month preparation, and then Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. There's different notes that are playing, different messages. And the question is, are we just basically passively just hearing the sounds without paying attention? Or are we paying attention? Are we actually listening? Are we absorbing? Are we internalizing? Are we making it something that will stay with us? That's the message of listening to the shofar. Listening is sometimes much harder than talking. Listening to the messages are perhaps harder than producing the messages. Listening, properly listening to the music is more difficult than producing the music. So let's reflect on that. Let's listen to not just the sounds, but the voices of our own neshama, our own soul. So relax. Try to focus and pay attention. If it helps you like it does for me, close your eyes so you can move into a space of awareness. And as always, pay attention to your breathing. Breathing in and out. Noticing. Noticing every inhalation. Feeling the air fill your lungs. And noticing every exhalation. Feeling the sensation of letting go, breathing out. Just for a few moments, just tap into that rhythm of life and notice each breath in and breath out. If your mind starts to wander, just gently bring it back. In and out. The pulse of life, the rhythm of our breath. Every breath, every neshima mirrors and is an expression of the spiritual breath, our neshama, our soul. Also beating, creating music, creating a rhythm of life. We all have a neshama, we all have that pure soul, the infusion of godliness. The pulse of the neshama continues to beat, continues to give life, continues to play the music of the soul. Are we listening? Are we paying attention? As you breathe in and out, pay attention to your soul. Listen to the shofar of your soul. Are we absorbing the message? Are we becoming a little bit more purposeful and meaningful? Are we infusing neshama, soul, into our daily lives? Are we learning the message of selflessness from the depth of our core of our soul? Are we connecting to God through His mitzvot? Lishmoa kol shofar. The mitzvah is to hear. Tune in, pay attention. Rosh Hashanah is like one large breath, the breath of life, the music of the neshama, not just the neshima. Let's listen to that music. Pick up its messages. Internalize, absorb, and experience. It's such an important lesson around this time of the year where we get ready to hear the shofar and we continue on with such speed on the treadmill of life, doing lots of things, being involved in the superficiality of existing. And maybe every day we need to spend a few minutes asking ourselves the question, are we listening to the soul? Are we paying attention to something deeper, something more meaningful, and something more purposeful? Wishing everyone a wonderful week.